Mr. McCaffrey here. He's just over the hallway. So it's 111, we're back into record session.
Thank you. So in summary, Dr. Huberman did change her website. And granted, you know, I can specifically not be happy to debate it. It's not patient compliant. As of yet, we don't have, you know, harm to the public. So we're going to need to come up with a closure to this. So I'm going to stick it back out there and let you guys deliberate.
Well, we have a distinct role as a board, and that role does not include vetting doctors' research. I was most concerned about the things on the website that may lead someone to believe the results were across the board, and I believe that her disclaimers were actual clinical results may vary by comorbidities, stage of cancer, exposure to toxins, et cetera. I wanted to see that, as well as some of the other changes. So, I'm just going to see a lot of
them. I was happy to see the willingness and the compliance to make some changes to her website. I think we talked about last time, too, the research and the specialization kind of conversation. It'd be less concerning than some of the things that we thought could have been misleading on the website. But in the case, I don't, you know, we don't know what's going to happen, you know, after this meeting and we make our determination. Hopefully she's still willing to keep this up there and make changes as necessary. But it's my opinion that possibly maybe something with a letter of concern might be good to just document without discipline that this did take place in case there is a patient complaint or something in the future. So we know that there was some issue.
I would agree with that as well. And so, yeah, letter of concern would be focus at this time. We did look at your website and we appreciate your changes as well. And so definitely we appreciate that that was one of the concerns that we have. And so, but a letter of concern would be appropriate.
What did that letter of concern
state? Regarding about just this family, in the future, we just want to make sure that the patient actually knows what they get themselves into with the claim regarding about cancer treatment and promotion and advertising. So that's my concern.
Well, there's two ways to look at it. Is I understand the letter of concern. The other way to look at it is she did make changes. We don't have a issue of harm to the public. I understand Dr. Rubin's statistics and math on it. So it's a conundrum of do we go with a simple with a dismissal or what other concern?
I was just wondering what the concern is at this point.
Stated. If you were to state the concern, how would you like it stated?
Regarding to success rate and advertisement, so that's what's minimal.
So is there a concern that something needs to be changed on the website in addition to the current changes, or just the fact that in the past it wasn't complete?
Right, it's just in the past.
So no current concern?
The letter of concern is to share the documentation for such a claim. I think it's not disciplinary. And I don't think we had the ability to get an offer letter of concern last time without seeing that she was willing to make changes. That's just my personal kind of takeaway. I'm not looking at it from like a statistics or research perspective at all. And I realized that it wasn't a patient complaint, but to me, once the information's brought to my attention, I'm still looking at it the same way I would no matter who you are, how I receive that information. And my concern going forward is that will these changes be maintained? How are we going to ensure that we're not putting her under any disciplinary agreement where we're going to monitor that information? So the concern is kind of just as a, for me, a way of documenting that there was a warning. She received a warning for this, and that's kind of my takeaway for it.
May I interject? Along those lines to address that, it seems to me that the record up to this point addresses your concern that you are correct. Without some disciplinary action, you don't have an ability to oversee her for the next 90 or 120 days. But this is a public webpage, and I've got to believe that there will be people checking this. And if, one, I've talked to Dr. Huber, she's not going back to what it was before. So I hope you don't have any worries, and you can trust your word. And if she does, then you'll never trust her word again. And the record of a complaint and a dismissal is still part of the record. And so the letter of concern isn't a necessary thing because she has done what was asked of her. If she had only done half of it or none of it, I could understand your saying, no, we need to move forward on this and hold you accountable. But there was very much a willingness. And I frankly, when I saw the changes you made, I was like, wow, those are some big changes. I mean, that bright, bold red on the front page, I mean, that's a big change. You didn't see that before. And you're going to see that tomorrow, and you're going to see that a year from now. So, again, we would request a dismissal of this. And it's part of the record. So it's not like it's an expungement. It's not like this never happened. The complaint happens. The complaint is part of the record. The discussion is part of the record. You have your record. If she comes back before you, she has no grounds to say, this is unfair. All these statements I'm making on her behalf, she's wedded to, whether she likes it or not. So you have your record without the necessity for the letter of concern and a dismissal, I think, accomplishes your task. And also acknowledges her willingness to do as she was asked. And you guys were very clear. You weren't making her do anything. I think you were very reluctant to even give us feedback. And we're very pleased that you did give feedback, actually. So, again, I think she's shown very good faith in addressing the board's concerns and is worthy of it. Thank you.
Thanks, Matt. What's your thoughts?
While he's contemplating that, are you willing to leave this website alone without going back in and changing it around once you leave here today? Is this your format of your website, i.e. the red, the statements you put on the website?
Can I address it?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Keeping in mind my First Amendment rights, which, of course, I don't relinquish at any time. I hold all of my rights and Bill of Rights, including the First Amendment, my right of free speech. I made those changes, those additions,
right,
not deletions, because I agreed with them. I actually appreciate it. Because I consider this a focus group of people who are not already necessarily convinced that makes up cancer clinic is where they go, and they're going to be searching the opposing viewpoints of people who I need to hear from once in a while. So I added those statements in full agreement with them. Those statements have improved the website. That doesn't freeze the website in time. I certainly have a way to add to it. There's more information that I need to put on it. But I can tell you, I will tell you that I have no intention of removing or minimizing the statements that I've put on in the last 30 days. I think I've shown my good faith in what we're talking about, because I made those changes personally to the suggestions early in the 30-day period. I did not wait till the deadline. I made them early on. Like my attorney said, before Christmas.
The day of the meeting, I had an email that evening saying, here's what I want to do. And I said, let's slow down, let's look through this. So,
it was fresh in my mind.
Just to clarify, you know, even with owner's concern, I appreciate the good faith effort put forward. That's why, I mean, for me, I'm not considering discipline or anything where I think you need to be monitored on your practice or anything like that. I see that there was an effort, and I just, my personal opinion is I feel that there's still a little bit of concern. It did rise to a level of warning for me, which took place. Everybody else disagrees. I'm okay with that, too. That's kind of my perspective on it.
Well, yeah, in the consultation myself, so when I was looking at the first time around, I was, wow, this really is not only interesting, but also I was impressed by it. But then when I get more into it to see what's going on, I could see that the public could be misleading, but that now that you revise it, so definitely I appreciate that a lot. Regarding on the disclaimer and so forth. So if you definitely not taking down the disclaimer and not deleting some of the things that you update, then I'd be okay.
Okay, so where we're at in summary is we're either at a letter of concern or we're at a dismissal. So to draw a closure, let me ask which way the board's leaning, and then we can take a form. Okay, so I'll make a motion. My thought process is this. She has changed the data in good faith. Basically, I believe she'll stay, you know, with that data. I think she will triage patients properly. And I'll make a motion. I understand the letter of concern from other board members, but I'll make a motion that we go for dismissal on this. And I'm more than welcome to hear other opinions. Or other motions.
Well, do we have a second to that first?
We have a second.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So we have a second.
Any other discussion?
Any other discussion? No.
Roll call, please.
Okay. Dr. Scott?
Yes.
Ms. Gallant?
Yeah.
Selector?
For the reasons I am. Okay.
Dr. Saba?
I'll stick with the motion to discuss.
So that's a yes?
Yes.
And yes.
It's scary.
Okay. Well, good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Come on back up and join us. Is Dr. Marie here? Okay. So that was 5A. Is the complaint in here? Okay. Come on, officer. And this is case number 18-100. Everyone's probably read this.
Board members, this complaint was received from JW on 9-14-2018. According to the complaint, JW and his wife presented to respondent with their son, who at the time of the office visit was 11 months old. JW reports the son had suffered an uterine brain hemorrhage resulting in global brain damage, cerebral palsy, seizures, and cortical visual impairment. Respondent proposed treatment plan for the infant consisting of what she referred to as pre-differentiated stem cells, which she would administer in office via epidural. After giving respondent a check in the amount of $7,650, a partial down payment for the procedure, the complainant did some research on his own. He found the company respondent would be purchasing the stem cells from was located in Israel. Did not actually sell stem cells, but sold proteins, which were for research purpose only and not for human use. The complainant discussed his findings with respondent, informing her he was not comfortable with moving forward with the proposed procedure and requesting his money be returned. Initially, respondent stated she would return the money, telling the complainant it would take some time to do and that the product had been shipped. A short time later, she reversed her statement, saying, "We agreed to a course of action. I held my part and purchased what was necessary for the treatment at above the amount of your deposit. I cannot return the money." According to the company, there's no record of respondent placing an order, canceling an order, or returning an order, or purchasing anything from the company during the time period she said she had placed the order. On October 10th, 2018, board staff sent a subpoena to respondent for the following documentation, copies of all medical records for AW, copies of all notes and documentation regarding respondent's research and analyzation performed for AW's treatment, copies of documented evidence of orders she allegedly placed in June of 2018 for the product, copies of documented evidence of what respondent obtained, where respondent obtained the CBD oil she sold to complaint. Respondent failed to provide the information subpoenaed. Board, I'd like to make a, on the record, there was an error on page 3 on the second to the last paragraph, which states, effective October 13th, 2018, respondent entered into consent agreement for practice suspension. That was actually effective July 25th of 2018.
Are you the father?
I am the
father. I read your complaint. Have you received your finance back?
No.
Any other statement you'd like to make for the board?
Yes. I would just like to say that, you kind of heard the general story of what happened. I think that, me and my wife kind of decided we were going to do whatever it takes to help my son. But one of the things was we were never going to put him in harm's way with any type of treatment. So we wanted to make sure that whatever we were doing was going to be safe. And we were assured that this was a completely safe procedure and everything else. Literally, we asked what could go wrong, and the only thing was, she said, was infection. It could be an infection at the actual injection site. That is it. But there's actually a myriad of other things that could go wrong that were never, ever explained. And, I just had my wife gets a little bit, when she clings on to hope. So there was that hope when Dr. Marie said, "Oh, I'm 90% sure I can help your son." And so she clinged on to that. But for me, I stepped back after that and I realized that, when I started looking into this thing, it was completely unraveled and this, none of this was true. And I would ask the board that however this goes, I hope that it goes forward. And on top of that, I hope that she wouldn't be able to do this to anybody else. Because this is serious. Thank God that our son never got any of this procedure done. And the money really doesn't matter when it comes down to my son's life and other people's lives as well. That's it.
Anyone have any questions? Thank you, sir. Dr. Rubin does. Thank you.
I just want to say, look, I read everything twice. I listened to the voice recording. And thank you for your diligence. Mm-hmm. And thank you for bringing this up. And I think you did great for your son and protected him.
Thank you. I concur.
I don't have anything else.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Have you heard from her?
No.
So I'm going to make a motion. I mean, our options are...
Was the license extended during the time in which she was doing this? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion that this gets moved to formal, or let's do a consent agreement for a license suspension.
I think she wrote an interim consent agreement for a practice suspension for 14 from March 15 to March 16, 4, 5, and 17, 7, 5. So it's an interim order. It's not a final determination.
So it would have to move to formal interviews for that?
Well,
or directly to formal hearing.
Formal hearing. If you want to, you want to executive session, please.
Yeah, I make a motion to go to executive session.
We're going to move into executive session for legal advice, so if everyone could clear their belongings. Thank you.